Now, National Cabinet's meeting this afternoon, and the nation's peak farming lobby group is hoping that the politicians emerge from that with a plan forward for harvest. The National's Farmers Federation has accused some premiers of being arrogant over border arrangements, questioning if they've forgotten the importance of growing food and fibre. The NFF's president, Fiona Simpson, is on the line. Good afternoon, Fiona.
Good afternoon, Amelia.
Thanks for your time this afternoon. What are your biggest concerns that you're hoping National Cabinet will address today?
Look, what we're really concerned about is the fact that we are just out of a very important harvest season. Our grain harvest in Queensland starts in about September, so that's not very long away at all. And we still have these state arrangements in place. They differ from state to state, and we have states like Queensland who haven't signed up to the Agricultural Workers Code, which makes it extremely onerous and difficult to actually move workers to have any certainty at all about how farms that may well straddle state borders can operate going into the harvest season.
Now, we did see a lockdown, or similar sort of a lockdown in 2020. It wasn't as harsh as right now, but there was that National Agriculture Workers Code. Has that essentially been ripped up ahead of this harvest?
Look, we would hope not, and we really do ask states to go back to 18 months ago when we recognised the importance of keeping food and fibre moving, keeping agricultural workers moving, keeping agricultural freight moving, and trying to put in place arrangements that are standard across the states. Our workers and our farmers are willing to do whatever it takes to keep people safe. Our safety is absolutely their utmost concern, but we do need to have some certainty about what that looks like. Queensland is the only state on the eastern seaboard that hasn't signed up to the Agricultural Workers Code, the National Agricultural Workers Code. And the trouble is that that means that they can make arrangements and are making arrangements that can change at any time. Just this week, we've seen that hard border imposed by Queensland, which completely changed the arrangements by which agricultural workers could come and go within the state or cross, you know, just go to the other side of their property or go to their usual service centre if it happened to be in Queensland and they actually lived in New South Wales. Now, we can't have that sort of uncertainty if we're in the middle of a peak summer harvest season where weather is changeable, where there's a huge amount of priorities and imperatives for people, and we need to keep these workers moving and this agricultural freight moving too.
Have you heard concerns from particularly Queensland contractors? Do you think they're going to just jump across New South Wales or take a flight into Victoria and just bypass us altogether?
Oh, look, at the moment we're really fielding some extraordinary concerns. Concerns about people who think that they've got the appropriate passes and that they've got the appropriate exemption notices, only to have an arbitrary decision made at the border about whether or not their trip is actually essential. And we can't have, you know, we're in harvest season where people are moving to and from across the borders all the time. And animal health arrangements as well, we're hearing that people are having to justify that their trip is actually essential and that people aren't able to get that supply from the other side of the border. So agriculture, you know, the line on the state, state line is really just a line on a map. That's how our industry functions. That's how it's always functioned. And really, we just need the premiers to put aside whatever political differences they might have. And, you know, we applaud that they are working better with the state agricultural organisations in terms of what's happening within the state. But we also need to have some certainty about moving between the states, particularly for communities that are on the borders, but also for people that are outside those areas when we start harvest season and people are moving large distances and might have to do so, quite regularly.
We're speaking with the National Farmers Federation President Fiona Simpson this afternoon. Fiona, we have heard just in the last hour or so that the HSC is going to be pushed back. I know there's been a lot of calls for school leavers and, you know, people in that age bracket to get on the gear this season. How do you see that playing out?
Look, you know, again, it's difficult, isn't it? And I just hope that these decisions are being made with really good consultation with as wide a community as they possibly can and being as flexible as they possibly can. We are targeting this year's Ag Day at people having an ag venture. We haven't got the access to the amount of backpackers that we normally have. We're hoping that the state premiers will actually, you know, get on board with the ag visa and start to tick off some quarantine arrangements for those workers. But, you know, we think that the pressure will be on for some of the kids on farms this year to help with harvest. So hopefully we can be as flexible as possible and while keeping everybody safe, while making sure kids can continue their education. You know, I know these decisions are sometimes difficult.
Yes, it's a challenging time, Fiona. No doubt all eyes will be on those politicians as they emerge from National Cabinet this afternoon. We really appreciate your time today.
Yeah, absolute pleasure. Thanks so much for that.
Thank you. Fiona Simpson is the president of the National Farmers Federation. She also farms on the Liverpool Plains.